Shir Iyun on the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, Avishai David. This year, essentially, was gleaned from Shurim that I heard from Maran HaRav Soloveitcher Zatzal, both on Maseches Megillah, as well as in the course of other Shurim that he set over in the course of a fair number of years. The Maran Mekomos are in front of you. Please follow the Maran Mekomos Lefi HaSeder. The Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Chav Vav and Beis, going on to Chav Zayin, on the bottom of the page, Omer HaPopi Mishmei DeRebi BiBeKnishta LeBeRabbanon Shori. One is allowed to go ahead and take a BeKnishta, which is a Beis Knesses, and turn it into a Beis Medrash, as Rashi comments. However, BiBeRabbanon LeBeKnishta Aser, to take a Beis Medrash and turn it into a Beis Knesses, the Gemara says is also. The Gemara continues, "V'rapabim mifrei the rabba masni ipcha." He has the opposite position. Amar Avacha, it's going on to page 2, and Avcha Zayin and Alfa Megillah, "Kavasi the rapabim mistabra." The position, which is logical, seems to be in accordance with rapabim. The Rami Rabbi Shua ben Levi, "Beis Hakneses mutal asosa beis hamedrash shmamina." You can take a shul and turn it into a Beis Medrash. Dorosh Bar Kapora. The Gemara quotes a pasuk now in Melachim. Ma'idich Sid Vayisov Es Beis Hashem Es Beis HaMelech Es Kol Bati Yerushalayim Es Kol Bais Godol Sarah Ba'esh Beis Hashem Ze Beis HaMikdosh Beis HaMelech Elu Paltrim Shel Melech Es Kol Bati Yerushalayim Kimashmo Es Kol Bais Godol Sarah Ba'esh V'Rab Yechanan V'Rab Shimon Levi. They're darshining this pasuk. Chadamar, when the pasuk uses the language of gidol, bayis gadol, what does that mean? Chadamar mokum shemegadlum b'torah, a place where Torah is going to be enhanced. The chadamar mokum shemegadlum b'tfilah, where tfilah will be enhanced. Man diyamat Torah, if the pasuk refers to Talmud Torah, dichsiv Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko yag the Torah v'yadir. Man diyamat tfilah, dichsiv sapru nalias kolak delos. Asher also Elisha. So the Gemara at the end so cites Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Malkum Shemegadim Batera, because you can take a Beis Knesses and turn it into a Beis Medrash. Shema Mino. Going on now to the Psak of the Rambam on page 3, Perik Yud Al Fechus Fila Halacha Yud Dalin, Rambam Paskins La Halacha. Mutal Asos Beis Knesses Beis Medrash. You can take a shul and turn it into a Beis Medrash. Abba Beis Medrash also Asos Beis Knesses. You can't take a Beis Medrash and convert it into a shul. That's apparently a lower Kedusha. She Kedusha is Beis HaMedrash, Yisera Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses. The Kedusha of a shul is greater than that of a Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. The Kedusha of a Beis Medrash is greater than that of a Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Umalim Bakedish, Ulim Meridim. That's the cloud that we know throughout Shas. So what's the nature of this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi, where the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash, or vice versa? So there's a very famous Ramban, Maseches Megillah, found here on page 4 and page number 5. The Ramban asked the following kasha: how is it possible to sell a Beis Knesses? When the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir sell a B'mai Ben Anshei Ha'ir, what's the het there? That the Gemara says you can drink Shichra, you can drink beer there. Isn't there a Tfisas Kedusha in that Mokom? How can it be sold? And some which is essentially a kind of hegdish, there's no way it can be poded. So the Ramban answers on page number 5, you can see this, V'yesh l'yashi v'lomar, the Beis HaKnesses also kitashmishe mitzvah. What's the status of a Beis HaKnesses? It's no different than a lulav and a sukkah. And the halacha is that b'shas ha-mitzvah, when you're involved in the kiyam ha-mitzvah, it has a status of tashmishe mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is no longer operative, then the Gemara says, Nizrokin. So Bisman HaMitzvah, the Ramban comments, Yesh Bem Kedusha Shel Kavod, on page number 5. Kinamina Hosam, he calls the Gemara in Shabbos, also Lahartzis Moz, Kenegan Ner Shel Chanukah, the Gemara is Tekashi there in Shabbos, in the Sugi of Chanukah, V'chinei Kedusha Yesh Bo. The Maskon is that it's Osir. And the Gemara, well, notes that Noi Sukkah
You're not allowed to use them kol shiva simei achag. And the source for all this is the din of dam, that kisei adam, one cannot treat it bofen shel bizoyim. And noy sukkah, that which I use to enhance my sukkah, to beautify the sukkah, is also b'shas mitzvah, because as the Gemara says, k'shem shechal shem shamayim al hagiga, k'chal shem shamayim al sukkah. However, the halacha is once the item is no longer being used, so then of course it no longer has that status. So therefore, Beis HaKnesset says the Ramban, l'maskana, as long as people are going to utilize it for the purpose of Beis HaKnesset, it has a certain kind of kedusha, even b'churbano, but once they decide to sell it, then it's considered to be tashmish mitzvah, and just as tashmish mitzvah nizrokin can be discarded, so too this has the status of a sukkah lachashiva. This machlokes between the Ramban and other Rishonim, the Ramban has found the Chiddush Ramban here on page 5 and 6 of the Maran Mekomos, but the Ran in Maseches Megillah in the third parak sums up the nature of this machlokes, and there it's underlined for you. The Ramban and the Ran have a big machlokes what the yisod of Kedusha at Beis HaKnesses is. There the Ran quotes the Ramban and he's cholek on him, because if Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is considered to be akin to Tashmish Mitzvah, and the only issue there is to be mevaz in the mitzvah, so then there are many kashes that the Ran asks on the Ramban, and we're not going to necessarily examine those questions, but the Ran therefore comes to the maskana that the Ramban is not right. The Beis HaKnesses, since it's primarily designated for the purpose of saying Devarim Shebikdusha, it has a Kedusha de Rabbanan. There's a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim, what the nature of the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is. According to the Ramban, it's a kind of huktzah the mitzvah, so just like Kedusha Mesukah is huktzah the mitzvah, so k'shem shechal shem shamayim al chagiga kachal al sukkah, but it's tashmisha mitzvah at the end. And the Ran says, no, it has a higher level of Kedusha, albeit the Rabbanon, Kedusha Zdomim Midivreim. So according to the Ramban, who claims that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is because it was dedicated for the purpose of a mitzvah, huktzah the mitzvah, so then we understand the position of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, that he contended that the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash is greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, simply because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah certainly is more significant than the mitzvah of Tefillah. Talmud Torah can edit Kulam, as the Mishnah writes in Peah. And therefore, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses that was designated for the purpose of tefillah is of lesser stature than the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash that's designated for the purpose of Talmud Torah. While according to Rabbi Yochanan, who contends that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is greater than the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, because he held that even though the mitzvah of Talmud Torah undoubtedly supersedes and overrides the mitzvah of tefillah, but there's a milah of Beis HaKnesses over in Beis HaMedrash. What is that? Regarding tefillah, the Gemara says that one has to be miyached a mokum l'tefillah. One has to be kovei a mokum. The famous sugi in Brachas found on the Maran Mekomos sheet on page number 8, where the Gemara comments in Brachas, Davov, Omer Avuna, a kovei a mokum l'tefillah, so l'kei Abram be'ezrael. This din is quoted by the Rambam la'alocha on page 9 and 10, and found in Shulchan Aruch as well, that one should daven in a particular Beis HaKnesses, and in that Beis HaKnesses, one should be kovei ha-mokom. And when a person passes on, they say about him, if he's kovei ha-mokom, Eyano avei chasid mitalmido shel Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was kovei ha-mokom, as the pasuk says, Vayashkim Avraham ba-boker, el ha-mokom asher omad shemes b'nei Hashem. And you can see this, as I mentioned, in the Rambam on page 9 and 10. The Rambam in Perakei Yechus Tefillah, Halach Avav tells us, Tikun ha-mokom ketzad, Yamu b'makom namuch, b'yachzir panav lakaisel, b'tzorach liftayach haloynais, ipsochim, on page number 10, k'neged Yerushalayim, k'neged l'spal, k'negdan, and then he writes afterwards, v'koveh makom l'tfilosei tomid. This is a very important halacha. Kvis makom, tomid, on an ongoing basis. And he therefore points out something which is unfortunately sometimes common here in Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere, that people will daven by the moonlight on Motzei Shabbos, or in a cul-de-sac, or in some sort of a chotzer, it's not ideal. A mispalvin b'churva, b'lachar Beis HaKnesses, Elam Kein Hechsi upon the Beis HaKnesses. So the Rambam has a clear din that one is obligated to be Kovei Makom L'Tfilah, and this is quoted La'aloch in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Rambam as well in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Tfilah, page number 11, in Aloch Yud Aleph, there the Rambam has another very significant din. The Rambam says, Kol Makom Sheish Barasar Yisrael, if there are 10 Jews, Tzarech La'achin Lo Bayi Sheik Kansul of the Tfilah B'chaleis Tfilah, they should prepare a home, a bayis, which is a gathering place for davening. So all this is said, the Gabi Tfilah, which has a din of Kriyas Makom. Mashenkin, the Gabi Talmud Torah, there's no halacha that requires a person to learn B'magam Kavua. And so Rabbi Yochanan contended that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is greater than the Kedusha of Beis Medrash. Because this halacha of Yichud Makom, L'Tfilah, in effect, is a Kiyam HaMitzvah in Tfilah, and doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. According to the Ran, that argued against the Ramban, and contended that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha as Domim D'Rabbanan, it's not a Kedusha of Tashmik Shemitzvah of Huktzah L'Mitzvasa. So L'Chura, the fact that the Beis Medrash has a greater Kedusha than a Beis Knesses is not dependent at all on the fact that the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is overriding the Mitzvah of Tefillah, but rather, since a Beis HaKnesses is a Kedushas Domim Midrabonon, a kind of Kedushas Ben HaKabayis Midrabonon, so its Kedusha is akin or similar to the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash. And therefore the Kedusha of it is not dependent upon the Cheshivus of a particular Mitzvah that's going to be Mekuyim in it. Because it's not a Kedusha that emanates from any kind of Huktzah the Mitzvasa. And this is the position of the Ran against the position of the Ramban. So, in effect, what we have over here is a fundamental machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban regarding the very nature of what the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is all about. Is it Tashmin Shei Mitzvah, Huktzah the Mitzvasa, the position of the Ramban, or is it the way the Ran presents it, a Kedushas Domim Midrabanan? The Rambam writes V'alocha, when the Rambam refers to a Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, page number 12 of the Maran Mekomos. The Mishnah says, Oro Ami Yab Nab Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shechorev, Im Aspidim B'Toichai, Im Mafshilim B'Toichai Chavolim, Im Persil B'Toichai Mitzudos, Im Shechon Al Gagot Peros. So the Mishnah has a list of items that apply to Beis HaKnesses that's now destroyed, that's desolate. You can't be Maspid there. You can't go ahead and use it to hang out clothing or clothesline. You can't set traps there. You can't go ahead and spread on the gag peros. Nor can you use it as a shortcut. Shenemar, a very famous drush of Chazal. Even though the Torah says the area, the Makom HaMikdash, is going to become shomeh, will be rendered desolate. So the halacha is, even though it's desolate, kedusha sanak shem shemimim, it's possible to have kedusha in that particular locus, in that geographic spot, even though the makom is a makom shomeh. And that's why, all of our savim, lo yitlosh me'agbas nefesh. One's supposed to feel, supposed to be margish, have a sense of loss, and agbas nefesh, at the fact that such a makom kadosh was destroyed. So the Rambam, La Halacha, has both in Hilchos Tefillah, where he mentions this din, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that we referred to earlier. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah, almost verbatim. That's the Mishnah, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. And this is the Rambam in item 13, the famous Rambam Perek Vav Besapchira Halacha Tezvav. The Gemara has a machlokes regarding Kedusha Rishona of the Beis Hamikdash and Kedusha Shnia. Do we say Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo or Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavo? So the Rambam has a famous distinction between the Makom HaMikdash and by extension Yerushalayim HaKodesh, which is an extension of the Makom HaMikdash, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Even if one wants to assume the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha that was initially established vis-a-vis the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that was rendered null and void by the Churban HaMikdash. However, says the Rambam, that doesn't apply to Yerushalayim, or the Makom HaMikdash. Because that Kedusha was established by the fact that it's a Makom Kodosh. And as the Mishnah writes, Vashimese is Mikdashechem, Abu Bisheshemim, Mikdashasin and Omnim. That Kedusha remains. The Rambam cites that Mishnah in Chavchesa Begillah, and that's how he explains here in Halacha Vav, in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, the Din. Lama ani ome b'midrash Yerushalayim kedusha rishayin kitcha l'shaita and kitcha l'asidavo u'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael. There we say lo kitcha l'asidavo because the kedusha of the midrash Yerushalayim is based on the presence of the Shechina. And the Shechina cannot be in any way driven out. Shechina ain't a betela. Ba'ariyah omer b'ashimosis b'kedushaychen. Omer chacham ma'bi sheshomim b'kedushasin en omnim. However, the chiyav of Shvius, of Maisus, and Eretz Yisrael is only because of Kibush Rabin. And once it was captured, then that Kibush Rabin was rendered null and void, was batel, and Mamela, the Kedusha is no longer extant. So you see, the Rambam learns out this din, that Kedusha HaMikdash does not become batel. He derives it from the Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, from the Pasuk Vashimosi is Mikdashechem. And the Mishnah mentions this Pasuk regarding a Besak Nesa Shecharev. So apparently the Rambam equated the two Kedushas, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. So we see clearly from the Rambam that the two have an identical kind of Kedusha. The Kedusha essentially emanates from the fact that there's the presence of the Shekhinah, and that would seem to be a Din D'Oraisa. The Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, according to the Rambam, has in it Me'ein the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Soloveitchik brought a fascinating riot to this from another Rambam, very beautiful Rambam. The Rambam writes on page number 15, the Rambam has a list. In the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer, in the Mitzvah Saseh, he cites the Psukim in Pashas Re'ei. The Torah speaks about an Iser of Mechikas Hashem, Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokeichem, one is allowed to erase the shame of Hashem. And the Rambam there goes on to define in Mitzvah Saseh Samech Hei, I underlined it on page number 15. Says the Rambam, Shelo La'abed Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to destroy the Makom HaMikdash, or Bati Kinesios, or Bati Midrashos, V'chein in Mokin, Mochakin Es HaShemus HaMikdashim, you can't erase the Shemus of Hashem, V'im Na'abdin Kisvi HaKedesh, nor can you destroy Kisvi HaKedesh, Shenemar, Abid Ta'abdun, Lo Sasun Kein La'Shem Elokechem. Strikingly, the Rambam here says at the very outset, not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash or Batei Knesios or Batei Midrashos. Apparently, the Rambam held the Isur, La'abe Batei Knesios or Batei Midrashos, is awesome in our Torah. There's an Isur D'Oraisa similar to the violation of being Ma'abe the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam includes all this, it's subsumed under the Lav in Parshas Re'ei of Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokeichem. So we have no choice that we have to come to the following Maskana, and that is that according to the Rambam, the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is the Kedusha D'Oraisa. There is a Sefer Yerayim, and also from the greatest of the many Amitzvahs, in many respects, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. And this is found on page number 16, going on to page number 17, and continuing on page number 18. So the Yerayim establishes the following chiddush. He writes over there, Tziva b'hikanis adon l'migdash or b'beis ha'knesses. When a person enters the Makom HaMikdash or b'beis ha'knesses or the b'beis ha'medrash, she'yinag b'hem mora v'kavod. One has to show kavod and also demonstrate mora. Dichsib b'pashas b'asinai, shapsol say tishmoru, b'yosh yitiro. And as the Gemara says, the first parak of Yevamis, lo mi migdash yata yorei el misha hizir ala migdash. Pirish min ha-mokom baruch hu. You have to be frightened of Hashem is barach. U-matzina beis ha-knesset beis ha-midrash shenikru migdash. We see that beis ha-knesset also has the status of the migdash. The time of the Torah's konim, v'ashimosi is migdashechem. He cites that pasuk in Mechukosai. And he goes on to say that what does that refer to? When the pasuk says migdashechem, migdash, migdashi, Migdashechem, the rabbis, but the Ignatius, but the Midrashas. The Aminim ben Megillah Perak Acharon, the Gemara says in our Perak, Vayelem, the Migdash Ma'at, Amashmuel, Ele, but the Ignatius, but the Midrashas, Shebabavel, Says the Sefer Yerayim, what is Chazal teaching us? That when the Pasuk says, Mikdashi Tiro, it includes Batek Nesiel, and Batek Midrash as well. So apparently he held that the mitzvah of Meriah Mikdash is knowing in the Besak Neses at a level of Daraisa. So therefore, inexorably, one has to come to the conclusion the din of the Kedusha Besak Mikdash and Kedusha Besak Neses is similar to the halacha of covered in Meriah, and both of them have a status of a Daraisa. That's what you see from this unbelievable statement of the Sefer Yerayim. In the Hagos of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on our Chayim Sim Kuf Nun, which you also have in front of you on page number 19, he writes the following. He quotes the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Chazav Zara, where the Rambam says, Anotia Elon, you plant a tree, Eslam is Beach. These are Psukim in the Torah. Zara says, beginning of Pasha Shavtim, Losita Lacha Asherah Kolaitz Eitzel, Mizbach Hashem Elokecha Asher Taseloch. So he cites the Rambam, in Perek Yud Chazav Zara, Hanotia Elon Eitzelam is Beach, Bechol Azara, Ben Elon Srak, Ben Elon Michael, Hariz Eloke. Says Rabbi Kivega, he quotes Abdavid Aroma, in his parish on the Rambam, the Afil Eitzel Besak Neses, Asim Dabonon. There's an Easter Dabonon, that this halacha of being notea and Elon not only applies to the Mokam HaMikdash, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, but even to our Beis Knesses at a level of the Rabbanon. And the Netziv, in his Tshuvas Yemeshiv Dabar, which is found on page number 20, Netziv has a fascinating Tshuva in the last paragraph, whether one is allowed to plant Elonos near a shul. And so he writes over there, V'chein ho yamaisim bebrisk, shenotu ilonos yabes haknesses, v'hitir agrach zatzal. Apparently, Rav Chaim was matir, planting trees near a shul. So based on what we said in the Rambam, that there is a kedusha d'araisa, the beis haknesses, and someone who's ma'abe, the beis haknesses, is over in the lav of mechikas Hashem, lo sasun chen Hashem alokechem, alav d'araisa, l'chorat should be usher to plant the tree near Beis Knesses, Midoraisa, because the Beis Knesses has in it elements of the Kedusha of the Mokam HaMikdash. So this is the question. So our Soloveitchik responded to this by saying the following. When we say that there's a Kedusha Doraisa that's Chal on the Beis HaKnesses, that refers to the building itself, the Binyan of the Beis HaKnesses. But how do I know that the Mokam of the Beis HaKnesses is Kadosh? The fact that there's an Isur, that the Torah actually has legislated in Israel against planting a tree near a Mizbeach. On the Azara, that's totally on the Kedushas Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash, and not a function of the Binyan. That even the Churbanon, you're not allowed to plant a tree in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. However, one could argue that this is not correct. Maybe even a Beis HaKnesses, the Mokom, also has a kind of Kedusha. Beharaya, the Mishnah writes in Megillah Chav Chesem et Aleph, even b'churbano, you can't use it at Tashmish Shel Bizoyon. And that's enough in the Pasuk, Vashiz Moses B'Dishechen. And that clearly is relevant to Kedushas Makom. So the Chur, the Kedusha, is also a Kedusha Daraisa. So once again, why should there not be an Isur to plant the tree Al Yabes HaKnesses Midaraisa? Rabbi Kivega only asked it at 11 Rabbanan. But why should there not be an Isur Daraisa to plant the tree? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that even if you want to argue the Kedushas HaMokom and the Sakneses is also Daraisa, however, there's no Isur Netiyah, the Abe Sakneses. Because there's no connection between planting a tree, the Abe Sakneses, to the Kedushas HaMokom of the Sakneses. The two are not connected. We don't connect those two dots. Mashen Kain, in contradistinction to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Isur is to plant either in the Azara or the Adam is Beach, because it has Kedushas Mokom, one cannot plant the tree. So in the case of Beis Knesses, there's no connection between the Netiyah and the Kedushas Mokom. And therefore it would seem that you're allowed to plant there. Mashenke, Beis HaMikdash, that exactly is the nature of the Isa. What Chazal, what the Torah asked, is planting a tree, Be Azara, or the Adam is Beach, that has Kedushas Mokom. So now, in light of what we have said, let's try to understand when we indicated that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, according to the Rambam, has in it main Kedusha Samigdash, and according to the Urim as well. So perhaps with this we can once again go back to the original Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which Kedusha is greater? The Kedusha Beis HaMedrash or the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses? The one who contends that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is overriding, because he holds the Ikar Kiyum HaMikdash is as the Rambam writes in Beis HaBchira. Rambam says that it's a mitzvah say to build a Bais Hashem, Muchan Lios Makrivim Ba'Korbanos, primarily as a vehicle, as a mafteach for bringing korbanos. The Ikar Kiyum HaMikdash is in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So Tfilah, of course, is connected korbanos, Tiknum, Tzavodah Shebelev. So the Ikar Kedushas Mikdash is a Magum Kavua La'Avodah, and that's why the Kedusha Beis Knesses is greater than the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash. But the one who argues that the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of Beis HaKnesses contends, a Beis HaMikdash is a Mokam Miuchad HaTorah. V'haraya, what is the most significant kli that's found in the Mokam HaMikdash? The answer is the Aron HaEdus. That's really the Chalosh Shem Mikdash is dafka found in the Aron HaEdus. Because the Gemara says in Menachos and Daf Chavzayim and Beis. So there, the Gemara has a comment. This is found on page number 23. There, the Gemara points out that Taherim shenichnesu lefnim mimichisasan lehechol kulo biarboim. If they enter inside mimichisasan lehechol, then they're going to be subject to Malkus. Mibayis laparoches, or mibayis laparoches, or pnei kaporos, if they go from the area of the paroches to the pnei kaporos, that's a chiyuv misa. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol heichol kulo, umibayis laparoches, biarboim. However, pnei kaporos is b'misa. So we have machlokes tanoim, the chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, and the isa knisa to the kadosh kadoshim. According to the chachamim, the entire kadosh kadoshim precipitates a chiyuv misa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only in front of the Aron Kodesh is there a chiyuv misa. And the other areas of Kadosh Kadoshim, there's a Chiyuv Malkus. Al Koponim, we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Chalosh Shem Mokom Aram. So apparently, according to Chacham, there's a Chalosh Shem Mokom before the Aram, because the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur used to do Hazor for the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSor, because Kadosh Kadoshim, between the bottom of the Aram near the Kaperis, as the Pasuk says, Lodnei HaKaperis, Yazeh, Shev HaPom, Min Adom Yesbo. And even by Sheni, where there was no Aron HaKodesh, but still the Hazos were Dafka, B'Mokom, Levnei HaKaporis. So we see that even without the Aron, there's a Chaloshe Mokom Aron B'Kodesh Kodoshim. That's the Mokom which is Kosher La'Azor as Dam HaPor B'Dam HaSoyer. And Asalechi noted a number of times, the Kedusha, the Mishkan, and the Mikdash is really taller than the Aron Kodesh. Without the Aron Kodesh, there's no Kedusha of the Mikdash. In Bayi Sheni, even though the Aron was Nignaz, the Kedusha remained, because the Aron was B'mokom Shenignaz. And that's already where the Rambam expresses it in Beis HaBchira, Perek Dalid. The Rambam writes over there that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that Sofo LeCharev was going to be destroyed, so he already built underground kind of sanctuary, a B'mokom Lignos B'Aron B'Matmenis Amukos V'Alkal Kolos. And Yeshua HaMelech went and put it into Geniza, and the Rambam quotes the Psukim. So our salvation said over from his father, the shame Aaron is Davka because of the Luchas. It's called Aaron Ha'edus. And that's why we find that Bezalel put the bottom in the Aaron in Shmos, Perek Lamazayin Pasukei. However, in Shmos Perek Mem, at the end of Sefer Shmos, it mentions Moshe put the bottom on the Aaron. The question is, if Bezalel affixed the bottom to the Aaron, how can Moshe Rabbeinu take them out? The halacha is lo yasuru mimenu. There's a lav. Hamesa bad the aron loika. The Gemara says you can't remove the badim from the aron. So Bishlam according to Tesin Yuma Dafayin Beisam and Aleph. There are two different sets of badim. There were kavua, and there were not kavua. That's how we yashiv the two sets of psukim. But according to other Rishonim, Tzarchi and Gadol. So Asalechi answered, since the luchas were not yet in the aron, Moshe is the one at the end of the Sefer, put the Luchas into the Aron. Vayakim Moshe es HaMishkan. Vayikach vayitin es HaEdus al Aron. Vayosem es HaBadim al Aron. Till that point, we had the luchas, we're in the Aron, there's no Issa of Hasaras Abadim. Without the luchas, there's no Chadoshim Aron. And the Issa of Hasaras Abadim does not yet begin, is not yet extant. And we know in Chumash, we have Psukim, in Perichafei, Pasigalim, in Shemais, El Aron, Titin, and Saidis. Rashi already comments there. Why does the Torah repeat this idea? And Rashi explains that when the Aron is by itself, without a kaparis, first put the Eidus inside, and then put the kaparis on top of that. And when Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan, first it says, Vayitain es Eidus al Aron, and then Vayitain es kaparis al Aron memola. So according to Rashi, we see that the Aron has a completely separate status other than the Shar Klei HaMikdash. With reference to all the other Klei HaMikdash, first you go ahead and make the menorah before the Neros, but in the Aron, first you makdim the Luchos before the Aron. Because the entire Chalosh Shem of the Aron, the entire Chalosh Shem of the Aron is dependent upon the Luchas Eidus. That's critical. That was in it. Without Luchas, there's no Shem Aron. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained the difference in the Psukim between other Klei HaMishkan and Asiyas HaAron. Regarding Shar Klei HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Vayikach, Vayitein Es Eidus El HaAron. First he put the Eidus inside, in Shmos Mem Chav Chav Aleph. And then Vayasem Sabadim al Aram. Then Vayitin as a Kaporas al Aram Mamala. So first we have the Nisinas Eidos. That's the initial step. The Gabi Shulchan Menorah. There the Torah expresses itself differently. First it says Vayvesas Hashulchan Barachter Aserko. Vayvesas Hamnorah Valesas Neroser. First we have Asiyas Hashulchan before the Lachem Aponim is placed on it. Asiyas Hamnorah before the Neros are positioned on it. And what's the distinction? Poshet. That Aron and Shar Klei HaMikdash are markedly different. Without the Luchos, there's no Chadoshim Aron. And that's why there the Torah says first, Vayitein es Eidus el Aron, Mashenkin, and all the other Kelim, first they are positioned, and then the specific Avod associated with them takes place. And that's where the Rambam, when the Rambam has Mitzvah Seh, so the Rambam actually counts in a separate kind of way. The Rambam has a separate articulation, Esei Lamed Daled, of the mitzvah, the Siyas Aron, they call on him. It's a separate mitzvah. Mashmah is not included in the mitzvah of Shar Klei HaMikdash. Because the Ika Chaloshim Aron is not Bidin Klei HaMikdash. The Ika Chalosh of the Aron is Luchas Eidos. Abazunu Alochem, a separate din. So now going back to the Gemara, where the Gemara presents the Machlokes of Yechon and Shur Ben Levi on the Pasuk of Eskol Bais Godol Sarah Peish. One says Magum Shem Megadim Batera. One says Magum Shem Megadim Batfila. The Gemara wants to prove Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who holds Magum Shem Megadim Batera because you're allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and make it into a Beis HaMikdash. So according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, the term Godol refers to Torah. And that refers to something which is very distinct. And you know, Soloveitchik said Al Pidrush, what we have from the Sifrei and the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Vayisham the God Godol Malamit Shal Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. God Godol implies that Klal Yisrael were distinct, were separate from all the others. And the Gaon actually explains that the Lashon of God is the Lashon Gvia. Gvia refers to physiognomy, which is essentially distinction between each individual. Each person's physiognomy is unique and distinct. As Chazal say, Shem Shem Pratzufeim, Domos Zelazeh, Kachay Deoseim Domos. Now, the language of Godol refers to something which is meyuchad, something which distinguishes, demarcates me from other people. And what distinguishes us from the rest of the world, of course, is Torah Seinu Vakdosha. And therefore, the Gemara Darshins, Bayis Godol refers to Beis Medrash, Mokam HaTera, which shows the Yichudiyut of Klal Yisrael. And we know that that's true, because the Gemara says, also, based on Psukim Mivayis Chana, the Torah there has two very unique components of Klal Yisrael. Mi God Godol Asher Lo Elokim Kravim Elov Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov, referring to Tzila B'tzibur. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. And secondly, the pasuk said Mi God Godol Asher Lo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim Kechol HaTorah Hazeis Asher Anoichi Neisel Lecham Hayom. So Godol refers to the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan understood Bais Godol is referring to Beis HaKnesses, because also our godliness is expressed through our tefillah, through our connection to Hashem is Baruch, as we just pointed out. And we see Avraham Avinu, Hashem promised him, Yeschol God Godol, Vavarechecha, vagalo shmecha, vaye bracha. Gemara says in Psalm, kuf yuzayim, abeiz. Omer Rashim melokish, reschel the gagodo, zeo shom meloke Abram. Vavarechecha, zeo shom meloke Yitzhak. Vagalo shmecha, zeo shom meloke Yaakov. Yachol yuchaisim bekulam. Tamalom vaye bracha, becha chaisman, vechaisim bekulam. So we see that the Lashon Agdula, Vagadol Shemecha, has a specific reference to Avraham Avinu Dafka in the context of Tefillah. So both these terms, Gadol, have a basis, whether it refers to Torah or refers to Tefillah. These are two of the areas where Klal Yisrael are incredibly unique. And this is Machlokes Rav Yochanan, Shur ben Levi, Chad Omar Mokim Shemegadlem by Torah, the Chad Omar Mokim Shemegadlem by Tefillah.